Bill Medley, Jennifer Warnes, BBC Radio Shropshire, 17 minutes past 6, Friday evening. Almost 2 years ago this week, NASA officially ended its shuttle space programme. But a former electrical engineer who worked on the programme in the 80s says humans need to start exploring again if we want to avoid disaster. Bonnie Hoovell, who lives in West Felton, she's been speaking to our reporter, Richard Tisdale.
When we went to the moon, we did it almost all in one go. We took a very big first step. We went to the moon without really quite understanding what we were doing. So when we went to the shuttle program, we stepped back into the neighborhood. The moon is quite some distance away. The shuttle doesn't go all that far. The shuttle only goes about, 200 to 600 miles up. That's its range. The official boundary for the beginning of space is right around 100 miles up. 200 miles is not that far. I mean, you can fit 4 of that inside the length of the UK and still have some UK left over. So we've really stayed very close to home for the last few decades. We've been learning about what microgravity does to us, what radiation does to us when we're up there, what it does to other living things, because if we're going to do any long-term missions, we have to learn how to do it all up there. We have to learn how to do a completely closed environment, one that recycles all of its air, all of its fluids, everything. We have to be able to grow plants to eat. We have to be able to grow proteins to eat. We don't really know how to do that yet. And we can't really go to Mars and stay until we can do that. We can't really go anywhere else and stay until we learn how to do that. So the shuttle has been all about learning that basic science. It's a foundation. It's been building a foundation for us to put a house on. We need to do that. I don't know if you were looking at the newspaper the other day, but NASA published a map that shows the orbits of asteroids that are considered close enough to be a danger to Earth. It was a mass of blue lines. With our tiny little planet in the middle, it's only going to take one of those that's over a certain size, and that's the end of this. Everything we've got is in this one basket. We need to figure out how to go exploring. We need to get our eggs out of this one basket. Unless we can find a way to defend this one little basket, we're not there yet either.
When do you think man will get to Mars? Bold prediction.
I don't know. Nothing seems to go at the same timeline that I expect it to. So I've been watching with great interest this private enterprise endeavor to send some people to Mars. I think they've had 165,000 people apply for that first four-space trip over to Mars. And it's a one-way trip. I like it that there are so many people who are that dedicated and that excited. That's what we were like in the shuttle program. There wasn't anybody who was more nuts about the shuttle than we were. There wasn't anybody more nuts about space flight in general than we were. So I'm glad that there are still people who feel that way. But I'm not sure if we can make it on the timeline that's been announced. I think that by 2020, we're still not really going to know how to do it. So it may be a few years out from that. I hope it's in my lifetime, though, and I'd kind of like to go.
That's Bonnie Hoovell, the former NASA engineer. She's giving a talk tomorrow at Shropshire Astronomical Society's first meeting of the season. If you'd like to go along, it's at 8 p.m. at Roddington Village Hall. I think you'll agree it will be fascinating, given Bonnie's stories there. More info from shropshire-astro.com if you want to go online and find out a bit more. Roddington Village Hall tomorrow night at 8.